Welcome to Modern Musings, conversations with the maiden mother and crone, looking at ourselves and the world through the lens of the 21st century. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Modern Musings. I'm your host, Amber Jones, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Hessler and Cindy Murray.
Hello.
Hey.
And today we have a fun podcast. We are talking about wedding planning and funny stories from wedding planning.
Oh boy.
As everyone knows, about 5 months ago, close to 5 months ago, I got married.
Four.
I get, yeah, 4 months ago, I guess. Wow. I got married, and then how long has it been for you, Kristen?
Almost 4 years.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so I guess we were going to talk about some funny stories from planning our weddings.
All right.
Yeah, gosh. It's so weird to not be planning a wedding because I
feel like you've been doing it forever and ever.
I planned a wedding for so long. Now it feels weird to just kind of sit back. And it's funny because for a while there we were getting returned invitations in the mail.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
people didn't give you the current address or
whatever. Or something, or just the mail in Fort Worth really...
The mail in general, I think.
I remember when you send out your invitations, like, people weren't getting them right away.
Yeah, yeah.
It took a long time.
Yeah, it took a long time for people to get them. And then now we're getting, you know, then we started getting invitations returned back to us saying no such address on, like, perfectly good addresses and stuff like that. It was just like...
I get that, too. I some of my Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. Was that way, and I'm just now getting them, and it's kind of weird. It's like, why did it take so long for that to come back? We're talking months ago.
Yeah, months ago. And the same with, like, it took forever to get our RSVPs back as well. So,
oh, weird.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Like, we were still getting RSVPs after our wedding because...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the mail, like, just this last year has just been,
well,
horrible.
You know, it's a
dying thing. I mean, well, the post office probably isn't as
well. We don't even get our mail until like 7 o'clock at night now.
Yeah,
like normally the mail is there by 4 p.m. or it used to be.
Yeah,
now.
Mine's erratic. Okay. Sometimes I won't get anything for the day. And then the next day I'll get like a whole huge stack. And it's really funny because we subscribe to that informed delivery through the post office. And they tell you what's coming in your mail that day.
And it'll have this whole
list of stuff. And then I'll get no mail that day. But the next day I'll get all that mail plus all the stuff from the next day.
Yeah. And I was getting like... you know, on the informed delivery, I was getting that, hey, you're getting these RSVPs, and then they never would show up.
Yeah.
And then they never would show up. And then they never would show up. So I was, was having to contact these people anyway. And I'm like, well, it said on informed delivery that you sent your RSVP, but it never actually made it to my house.
Yeah.
And so... I'm surprised anybody even showed up to my wedding.
you had quite a few people.
There were a lot of people that showed up to the wedding. Yeah. Even the venue said that it was the most that had ever RSVP'd to a wedding there.
Wow.
So we had...
Yeah, you broke the rule of whatever 30% or whatever 40% or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now, granted, not all of these people that RSVP'd showed up, but, I mean, especially those on my side.
But you were still full. I mean,
we were
almost at capacity, like, so, yeah.
Which, and then people would RSVP, and they'd like RSVP members of their family. Or people would contact me and be like, how many people can I RSVP for? And I'm like, you and your significant other?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I wanted to bring this person and this person. And I'm like,
they didn't get invited.
Yeah, I know. It was
people,
just like,
do people not have etiquette? Do they not understand that etiquette?
Yeah, I know. And I'm just like, yeah, but we only have a limited number of seats, so you can't bring your whole family.
Right.
I mean, we did end up having some extra seats, but not that many extra seats. Mm-mm. And then, like, some of the people, like, didn't end up bringing the people that they said that they were going to bring.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because you shouldn't RSVP for other people. They should RSVP for themselves.
Well, yeah, yeah, like,
if they're invited.
Yeah, they, it was this one couple that we invited, and then they RSVP'd for their two kids, even though their kids were not invited. And then they contacted me, and they're like, can we bring my son's girlfriend and her three kids? And
after it said very clearly on the invitation, yeah. No children. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. That was interesting. Like, those are some interesting things that I went through as far as
people
planning.
People like to go to weddings, though. It's like a party, well, you know?
Yeah. It's free food. I think that's what it is. Free
dancing.
Food, free booze, dancing. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I wanted it to be, was this one big party and dancing. And I don't know, a lot of people left before the food was served because the glitch that only the appetizers got served until late because our caterer's like a help, no called, no showed. So she had to do it all by herself.
Yeah, well, appetizers were all like displayed like freely out on the table, like for open graze, and so she was like really having to like hand clean all of that and put it all away. So yeah, she was doing it all by herself. And I know those little appetizer tables are kind of hard to clean up.
Yeah
because she literally had to like clean off the table and use the same tablecloth to put all the hot food.
Yeah, that was difficult to do for one person. Yeah.
You had good food, though.
Yeah, it was really good food.
It was good food.
It was different.
Especially those brown butter donuts.
Yeah, that was another unique thing that I'm glad that I did, was have the breakfast for dinner. And a lot of people, like, I got a lot of pushback on that. Like, you shouldn't do that. That's not
right. It's not what they wanted, yeah. Right.
Exactly, and I was like, you know, I went through like this whole process of freaking out and like, what would other people want? And then I had this big meltdown where I just kind of went crazy. And then I was just like, I'm going to do what I want.
Well, you should. It's
your wedding. Then I did. And I'm glad I did, because I had all of my favorite things at my wedding. I had a really great caterer, and it's funny because I think she was the first caterer that we tried the food. It wasn't the first person that I talked to. The first person that I talked to, no, actually, I was going to use Kristen's caterer for her wedding. And right as I was contacting them, that catering company went belly up.
Ugh.
And there was like all crazy because they didn't, I wonder what ever happened with that, because they weren't returning any deposits or anything like that. Like, they went bankrupt.
There was several of those kind of things that happened during your wedding.
Yes. We would start going in one direction, and then we'd have to switch, like, with our officiant as well. Like, we had an officiant, and then they canceled, and we had to go a different
way. My officiant canceled, too.
Yeah. And the second caterer that we were going to, like, book also canceled. They were, before we even got to have our meeting, they were like, well, we already booked that date.
Well, and you had problems with David's bridal and Al's formal both wear, of right? your both of your clothing
both of your clothing yeah. places went out of business. Yeah,
yeah, David's bridal, luckily we got all that taken care of. I remember there was a struggle there, but yeah, we had picked out suits and everything at Al's formal wear, and then they just shut their doors.
Yeah.
And we paid deposits on suits and everything, and nothing. Like, Jason's mom had to talk with her bank and try to get that money back.
Yeah.
Like, they just shuddered.
I was really worried, because when you bought your dress, like, the next week, they were like, oh, we're going out of business. We filed bankruptcy. Know. And I was like, oh, we need to go get our dresses or whatever. And, you still needed to get it like altered and stuff, and yeah. I was just yeah. so afraid you were going to get it altered at David's bridal and have like their seamstresses there, you know, have it in their back room, and then they would like lock the doors, and then your dress would be just sitting there,
because you would not legally, be the first person that has get, happened
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you can't that was... retrieve it once they go bankrupt. Like, that stuff belongs to the bank.
Yeah,
and you can't have it because it's asset.
Yeah, I'm so, yeah, that was a big worry also. That was like one thing that I worried about and worried about. But
it turned out okay.
It turned out okay, and yeah. I actually put off getting it altered a really long time because I was seeing if David's bridal was going to just shut their doors. Mm-hmm. So, but finally, after talking with them, and they actually altered it really quickly, like
so the bridesmaid's dress, we bought those in what, like April?
Uh-huh.
It was yeah. like way early, and it was like, better get it now while I can, you know, let me just pay for it, and mm-hmm. then I'll worry about the alterations mm-hmm. in like October, right? She's looking at me like, uh-huh. So, like, yeah, I'll do it, like, in October. That'll give me plenty of time before it gets busy up into problem. Christmas. And, girl, I just forgot about them. They were in the closet, and it was, like, every weekend. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to take that to the tailor. I need to take that to the tailor. Literally.
Y'all were griping at me about getting alterations.
I forgot that mine needed to be
yeah,
altered.
I forgot all about it because, like, so much was going on, like, in October, November with yeah. all the decorations, and work was getting really heavy. And I was thinking about, like, ooh, I need to start packing myself. Oh, my God, my dress needs to be altered. Thursday. It was Wednesday. Sorry. It was, like, the Wednesday before your wedding.
Man, Noni, I think she told me she picked her dress up that Friday.
Yeah, I picked it up on Friday. Yeah.
I did not get mine altered at all because I forgot that I had ordered a different size. And then on top of that, I lost weight. And so it was like super huge. And mine was a pantsuit. So, you know, so I had these pants and Noni was helping. I think it was Noni's mom helped me pin up my pants.
Noni's mom, yeah.
Thank goodness. We had my pants like super safety pinned up under the blouse and stuff because it was just falling off of me.
We were talking about, you know, RSVPs for people that were not invited. Like Noni, a few weeks before the wedding, she says to Jason, she goes, my mom really wants to come to the wedding. And Jason loves Noni's mom. And so he was like, okay. And I was like, why did you do that? Like, we're at capacity. But I'm glad.
She was a lifesaver.
I know. I am glad Noni brought her mom.
Noni's mom was like the only calm woman in that.
I know. She fixed everybody's dress.
She was just chill. She was like, I'm over here if you need help.
She was the sweetest thing.
She did. She tied all of her dresses in the back.
I know. Yeah. Yes. She fixed everybody's dress. And then Noni saved the day as well with my makeup because I was putting on my eyeliner and I went and there was black all over my eye. Noni is a mortician, by the way, so she knows how to do makeup on things. So she comes in and she saves my eye makeup and then turns it into something really pretty. And then
you did look very, very pretty.
Yeah. So she,
if y'all don't
she
believe me, go to
makeup.
Her Facebook page or whatever and look at all of Amber's pictures. She's
look
gorgeous.
At my blog. I will write a blog about this and post pictures. But yeah, it was a she saved the day. And then my hairdresser, Denise's daughter, she brought her daughter as her plus one to the wedding. And every time we needed something, she had it in her school backpack.
She did.
Yeah, she was like, do we need tiny scissors? I have them. Or
she did.
Else.
We were walking
a
around
pencil.
With school
I have
scissors.
This. Yeah. Yeah. Like every time we lost something, I have this in my backpack. And that was pretty cool too. But yeah, good times. Probably and I don't want to dominate this conversation. Anybody wants to step in, but like a funniest story, I think like the most memorable thing would be that I think it was like the night before I lost one of my contacts, or sometime during the weekend I lost one of my contacts, and so I wore my glasses all weekend, and I thought I had, well, I have these backup contacts in my travel bag that I always carry with me, so I wasn't even worried about it. So I go to, like, put the morning of, I go to put my contacts on, and I realized that they were empty packages inside my travel bag because I had used them at Hobby House.
And then you didn't replace them.
And I didn't
on
replace
retreat.
Yeah, when we went on the retreat. Didn't replace them. And so I was like, well, then I guess I'm just going to be walking around with one eye because I wasn't going to wear my glasses. So my whole wedding, I went around only being able to see out of one eye. So, Kristen, I know you got married 4 years ago, but are there any funny stories that you want to share about yours?
Well, I remember that, we had this like vision, well, everybody does, right?
Yeah.
Like the theme. And there was a couple of things that we were just like for a year searching for.
Oh yeah.
And so one of the things was shutter doors. We wanted to put shutter doors behind my cake. So
not shutter doors,
screen doors, you know,
or
something
old
like that
wooden doors,
to have that shabby
doors.
Chic kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
So I was envisioning shutter doors.
Oh, okay.
You were envisioning screen doors. So apparently we were on the wrong.
Well, we didn't find them anyway.
I know. We couldn't ever find them. And so we finally settled for, we were going to just do like a backdrop with some fabric, like sheer or something. And my dad was like.
We made all the sheers to go on it.
And my dad was like, oh, you don't need to buy that. I'll make one for you. So he made one out of PVC pipe.
According to directions that we saw online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the legs were so long on it. But the funny thing is that we forgot it.
Yes.
So
I do remember that.
The wedding venue was like an hour away from our house.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
And so we drove all the way up there and we're setting up and we're like, oh my gosh, we forgot it. So my dad had to drive back to go get it. By the time he brought it back, put it together, we realized that it didn't fit because the legs were so long that
people would be tripping on it and
it didn't look right. So we were just like, forget it. So basically, like, we lost one helping hand the whole day.
Yes.
Because he was gone, like, first, because it took so long. And it was just like, it was a waste of time. And so that was really funny to me because it was like, what a waste.
Right.
And the other one was, as far as like decorations go, we wanted to do like a sign with a palette and paint the palette white and then have a sign on it. And basically I just wanted to tell people that the seating mm-hmm. is open instead of assigned bride and groom side. And so we were looking and looking and looking for palettes because I always see them just like tossed out by garbage cans. But every time we were driving around, couldn't find a pallet anywhere to save our lives. Or if we did, it was broken.
When you're looking,
and there were not any for
around.
Sale.
Just like the shutters and the screen doors.
They were not for sale anywhere. And it was just like impossible. And we finally did find one. But now my husband and I, after looking for like a year for a pallet, now we see them everywhere. So anytime we're in the car and we're driving, we're like, hey, look at that giant pile of pallets. And there'll be like 50 pallets stacked up on the side of the road.
See,
and
I was about to say, I always see pallets.
Yeah, I see them all the time now.
Keep in mind that they're not always free for the taking either. Yeah. Just because they're out there doesn't mean that they're
garbage. But I mean, like, we go looking for trash cans and stuff where they are like thrown away and stuff. But yeah, they're really for shipping and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, a lot of times they reuse them. So
exactly, or they have to send them back, and they're stacked up there so someone can come pick them up. But yeah, I mean, but even like trying to buy one online, we weren't seeing them, and that was like,
and you know, that's the weird thing. Like, and that was like a really common, people were doing that. We saw all kinds of them on Pinterest and stuff where people had painted these signs on these pallets, and people were buying pallets.
Making pallet furniture.
Yeah, doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so we have this pallet left over. It's still in my freaking garage 4 years later, because we came back and we thought, okay, we'll just turn it. It's already made. There's nothing wrong with this pallet. It's got this nice little sign on it. Mm-hmm. We'll just offer it up for sale, you know, or whatever. Nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
But we're like, I'm keeping this pallet because it took a long time to find it. I'm not letting it go. Right. Yeah.
Well, it's like a, I mean, well, and that and all the vinyl we put on it.
Yeah.
Sitting in my house right now.
Right. You need to make a ring toss or something out of that.
You need to make something out of the huge donut giant
Plinko.
Wall.
Yeah.
There you go. Giant Plinko.
Yeah. Stacy would be like, so what'd you do with the donut wall? Oh, we play Plinko every now and then.
I'm telling you, I think it would be great for coffee cups.
Right.
If you can mount it to the studs on the wall and just make a giant coffee cup wall.
There you go. Have all your collector cups.
It definitely, that was another funny story, because like I sent Stacy these dimensions or like my idea, and I'm really bad at like thinking about, well, I'm not really bad. Like I don't know how to describe it. But I sent Stacy these dimensions for the donut wall, and I measured the donuts and said, this is like what it's like, you know. And so then Stacy was going to come with her husband, Chris, in his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the donut wall apparently, you know, was too big to put in a normal car.
Right.
And so she was going to come in his truck, and his truck breaks down. And so then Stacy's like, well, how are we going to get the donut wall out? And so I had the week before the wedding, I kind of had to like play musical people, because Jason had to drive all the way to Vernon to pick up Stacy and the donut wall, because they only had one car because his truck broke down.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then he was working, so they had to come later. So I had to send Jason all the way to Vernon to pick up Stacy and the donut wall. And then we had to pick up Joy from the airport and then Mark from the airport at two different times. And then Jessica and Joshua were also coming in that day. So it was like, oh, well, Noni's going to pick up Mark at this time. I'm going to pick up Joy at this time. Jason's mom's going to pick up Jessica and Joshua at this time. And then it's just going to be musical people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then, a lot of planning.
Yeah, it was like, it was a lot of last minute things. And then that Friday before the wedding, it was so stressful. Well, it wasn't stressful, but everybody was trying to get a hold of me and ask me a question. And I just like ended up having to give Stacy my phone. And I'm like, here's the passcode. I'm driving. You can, you know, like you can text.
Yeah.
So, like, when y'all were texting me and asking me questions and everything like that, it was actually Stacy talking to y'all, because I'm like, I can't do this and drive. Cause
I do that with Ashley all the time. So.
Well, Jason and I had to swap vehicles as well, which
so
another.
So you couldn't use your texting thing
with
your car.
Yeah, my car texting thing. And it was also pouring down rain when we were trying to. Oh, another funny story with that is that Jason and I were swapping cars so I could carry the donut wall and everything else, all of the linens and everything in his SUV. So he gets up and he goes to work and he takes his SUV, not my car, but his SUV. So Stacy and I and Mark in the pouring rain had to pack my car full of stuff and then drive all the way to Jason's work and pack his car and then swap out cars.
Oh, gosh.
And then make it to the airport to pick up Joy and somehow pack all of her stuff in there and then pick up the linens. So Joy was like sitting in the back of Jason's SUV with linens all around her head and crushed in linens. And then we
did you get a picture of that?
Yes, I got a picture of that. Yeah. So Joy's sitting with all the linens and all of everything. And it was just the funniest thing. And then we're driving and Joy's like, you know what? I'm hungry. And Stacy's like, you know what? I'm hungry too. So we like pull into this drive-through with the car stuffed full of stuff and we order this food and like we're all like passing food around and there's and Joy can barely move. And we came out here to get my dress, which you ended up taking the dress anyway,
right?
But Joy couldn't even get out of the car to come in. Because she was covered in linens when I came in that day to get the dress.
And your husband forgot to ask off for work.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, he was off for the wedding day, but he was working while we were setting up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was it? We went in to set up on Saturday, yeah, and he had forgotten to ask off for work on Saturday, so he had to go into work, which I guess is a good thing because Jessica was like really yelling at all the guys.
Yeah.
Which they kind of came in and saved the day on that, even though it was like 20 minutes until we were about to leave. The groomsmen finally showed up to put the lights on up at the venue. But gosh, it all turned out great.
It did. Turned out really well.
Like it all just kind of fell together and turned out great.
Yeah,
it was a really great day.
That was a lot of fun. Your whole wedding like experience, from like the bachelorette party, like the whole weekend thing, was really fun. And it was almost like,
it was the best
picturesque
weekend.
Movie, like, you could make a movie about it. It was funny.
Well, I always have to have those funny experiences, you know, Kristen.
Unmentionable fun experiences.
Right? Right, author of my bachelorette party. No, it was great. It was hilarious. Like, that whole weekend was hilarious. And then one of the groomsmen ended up having to stay with us at our Airbnb because there was not enough room.
That was entertaining.
Yeah, he was entertaining.
He was officially became one of the bride tribe. Yeah.
So, Mark, if you're listening, you're part of the bride tribe.
Oh, he already knows that. Yeah. We got a picture with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. You know, the wedding was so pretty. I have all these people because, you know, you tagged me in your pictures. And so people who don't even know you
have been liking. Yeah.
Have been coming up to me and telling me what a beautiful wedding it was and everything. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I said, that was Amber's vision.
Yeah. Travis's aunt was looking at the pictures too, because I guess Travis was tagged in the pictures, or maybe because I was tagged in them, and so she was looking at them and commenting. And I was like, wow, you're like worldwide, Amber.
Right? Everybody's like, I don't know. Maybe we should start a wedding planning business.
No, heck no.
No.
No, no, no.
No, thank you.
No.
And it's just so funny, like, your wedding as well, like, we both, like, we designed these things just from, like, looking at pictures on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually very good at it, I think. Yeah. I think we're good at it, but it is a lot of work.
Then, like, the backdrop that Kristen did for my wedding, she found a picture on Pinterest and made it from scratch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a... And then, what was it, like, you found the picture on Canva, right? Or no, it was a silhouette to make the invitations.
The invitations, yeah, yeah.
And so, it was, I wasn't at first sure I could do it, do the DIY bride thing, but I think it turned out pretty well.
I think it turned out really well. I was going to laugh, though, because I do remember that the night before the wedding, we were still putting together the bridesmaids' bouquets.
No, not the bridesmaids.
Oh, it was the bride's bouquet. I'm sorry. Bouquet. You're right.
So, like, yeah.
We were a little bit late on that.
The bridesmaids' bouquets got made the week before.
That's right. That's right.
Well, see, and that was a funny story as well, is that I had this whole idea for a bridal bouquet and work. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to do it myself. And I had videos and everything, and I had all the stuff to do it. And then I just got swamped at work and mm-hmm. swamped in life and swamped in everything.
Yeah. Those crafts take a lot of time too.
I think that's what people don't realize. That
I'm just going to bunch these flowers together.
Gorgeous, but yeah. it does take a lot
of time.
The
videos make it look like I can make that in 30 minutes, but it really takes way longer.
We took months making the things for Kristen's wedding. Mm-hmm. We took months making the things for your wedding.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, yeah, because Stacy comes and she's like, okay, we'll put it together. We'll get it done. We'll put it together. And I think the one that y'all were like really like, y'all were perfecting the one. So we lay all the stuff out at my house, and then like Mark and Noni showed up, and Mark sits down and he's like, okay, we've got this. And it didn't turn out to like how I initially wanted it. But at that point, I was just like, I just need something to carry down the aisle. And so, like, Mark puts together.
Yeah, it wasn't Noni, though. Was it Joy or Stacy?
It was Mark and Stacy. They sat there, and we all three sat there and just kind of, like, worked it out to make it look pretty good.
And it was really pretty.
Stacy and Kristen finished it the night before and made my little tiny one to
your tosser. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we stayed up that Thursday night before the bachelorette, kind of like poking flowers and putting flowers together and wrapping flowers together.
Yeah, lots of blood, sweat, and tears.
But I mean, you know, my bouquet was, I went in order, making stuff order of importance, you know?
Yeah. So that's the smart way to do it.
We did the things that were must-haves first and then worked our way down the line. And there were things that got sacrificed. Like, we really wanted to hang those gold stars from the ceiling, but
we ran out of time to.
Really, like, that was a lot bigger bite than I really thought about, except when you think about, you had like 18 or 20 tables, and then when you think about, in order for it to have the effect that you want, you would need
a lot of
like
stars.
15 stars at least over each table, because these are like 10 foot round, so or not 10 foot, 8
ten,
foot
10 man
or something,
10
so
man
10
rounds,
person table, so you know, you need like 15 stars hanging. So how many stars is that? Like, okay, yeah, you can make them, but how long is it going to take you to hang them?
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be over the table. So do you have to move the table to get the ladder there? It's a little bit more cumbersome if you don't. So then it takes even longer to hang them. And I was just like, you know what? I could sit and make all of these stars tonight and cut them all out of the gold paper, but to actually like hang them, we wouldn't have even had time. So I was just like, I'm not going to do them because we couldn't.
Yeah, and that was probably
I have a
the
bunch
last
of
well, and that's
moons.
That's one of the things I
that I already
find
cut out. Yeah,
that I find with like the venues, because they give you such limited time to do the decorating, and then they give you such limited time to take everything down.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
can you imagine having to take all of those stars down?
Yeah, that would
in that
really
short
hard
amount of time.
The only thing I could think of is if they were all tied
on a string,
on a long string, and then you know,
You just roll
end
the string.
End to end. Yeah, that's really the only way I could think of making it faster.
But when you see things, you know, when you see pictures of these very elaborately decorated ceilings,
it's usually one table.
In these weddings, you know, it's like, how long did it take them to do that? And how is it that they managed to get that venue for that long? Or how
probably
many man hours?
Those people were using extra companies, decorating companies.
Oh, yeah,
companies.
For sure.
Right. Right.
Well, my initial thought for that was getting like a one light up star to go over each table.
Uh-huh.
But that was just going to be way too expensive.
Right, right.
Because like you said, 18 tables and probably the cheapest, cheapy light up star was going to be $15.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be like a $15 per table.
Yeah.
And the ones that I had originally envisioned were like $50 stars. Right. And there's no... And I wanted to spend my money on other things.
Right.
Like food.
Yeah.
Because that was my number one priority, other than the venue, was food.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to give a shout out. And of course, we can link my caterer and my photographer and anybody else. But I want to give a big shout out to Tiffany Reed of Personalized Grazing. She is the absolute best, the best caterer. I love her so much.
And then where'd you get your donuts from?
And I got my donuts from the Salty in Bishop Arts in Dallas.
So good.
I know.
I do not normally like cake donuts. I like raised fried donuts, you know, but those brown butter donuts were like to die for.
Oh yeah.
If you ever drive by there, you better bring me another donut because they were so good.
Now I want to go back by there because they have new specials like every month or so, and they've got like a lemon cream donut that I've been wanting to try.
Ooh, that's my favorite flavor, lemon.
I know.
See, and Raina loves donuts, but she only likes like one type of donut. She only likes the plain chocolate ones. So I've taken her to like fancy donut places, and she's like, it's wasted money because she doesn't like them. She just wants like the regular old like dollar donut. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I want to go to some of these fancy donut places because they have some that are like peanut butter and bacon. Yeah.
Well,
maple.
Go get your fancy donut and just get her a plain chocolate one. What
most donut she doesn't places. Like the plain chocolate ones at the fancy donut places.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Because they don't make them plain enough. Yeah. At the fancy donut places. The fancy donut places don't really have plain donuts.
Plain donuts, yeah.
Yeah, they just... It would be like the Salty has a chocolate donut, but it would be that brioche donut.
And she wouldn't like that.
Because it's not like the donut bread or whatever.
Yeah. That's the kind of donuts that I like, actually. Like Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
Hot off of the...
Now we're all like donuts.
I know, right?
So funny story on my wedding. Travis, I guess, like got really nervous, and when he gets nervous, he gets like where he's like stiff and immobile, and like he's shock, you know, under shock. Mm-hmm. And when I came down the aisle, it was interesting because it wasn't what I envisioned. Normally, the bride walks down the middle of the aisle.
Yeah, you came from the side.
I did, which was weird. And I was like, I didn't like it, but everybody actually got to see me walk down the aisle instead of everyone having to stand up and turn around and
everybody
look.
Everybody saw you coming from far away in the carriage.
Yeah, so I came in on a horse-drawn carriage with my dad. And so that was actually not like anything I had ever dreamed of. Like, that's something that people dream about. Like, oh, when I get married, I'm going to have a horse-drawn carriage, you know. And that was like far from what I had ever wanted. But when I thought about it, I was like, oh.
It was offered by the venue.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, my God, I want to do it. I know.
Like, he is so very cute.
It had never crossed my mind. But then it was like, I can do that.
These
heck
gorgeous, gorgeous Frisian horses. That were actually featured in the movie The second Hunger Games.
Yeah, Catching
movie.
Fire. Yeah.
Catching Fire.
They're actually the horses that were like on fire. that came like riding in on.
That was her horses.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Like, yeah, that was really cool. So yeah.
But that wasn't even the reason why. It was just like, oh, you could do that? So I was like, okay, yeah, I want to do that. And so the whole time I was thinking I would like get out of the horse and carriage and then like walk down the aisle like traditionally. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to park you off over here on the side. And it was weird because I'm getting in the horse-drawn carriage at the front of the venue and everybody else is in the back of the venue. They, even with the officiant and the people that I designated to kind of like tell him, okay, we're ready to go. There was a little bit of a disconnect there. So, the horse person, what is that called? Buggy master? Driver.
The driver of the carriage. Yes. The owner of the horses.
So the driver of the carriage was waiting for the DJ to start playing the music, and the DJ wasn't sure when to play the music because he was like, okay, what's going on? Right. I guess there was a little bit of confusion there. And so we kind of sat there and waited, and then so we started taking the horse carriage, and it was supposed to be like for me and my dad to just kind of go off a little bit and ride the carriage and then come around this big loop. And we came around a big loop and there wasn't anybody there. And it was like, oh, we got to go back. So it was like, ooh, they got a little peek of me, but we had to like turn around really quick and go back. And then we sat in the woods and waited for a little bit. And then it was like, okay, now we can go. And so then we came back and we got out of the carriage. And my dad walked me down the aisle, and then he took me and put me right next to Travis. And Travis was, like, stiff, and my dad literally had to get behind him and, like, push him into, like, stand next to me. So that was really funny because it was just kind of like, get up there, you know, marry my daughter like you're supposed to, you know. That was really funny. And Raina was like at that age where she knew how to behave but would forget, you know, like a time and a place. And I think she went up with Ashley and Amber to go stand at the front, and then y'all were standing and waiting, and she was like talking to herself or dancing or singing or something, and you and Ashley were telling her like shh, you know. So I got some pictures of y'all telling her to be quiet. So the kids always surprise you, like they don't do one of the boys wouldn't tuck his shirt in and he's really tall. And so he's like a string bean, and I think his vest got too small for him. Oh, he grew. And so, and he refused to tuck his shirt in for the pictures. Like, he was having a moment about having his shirt tucked in. And one of the I guess he was like our ring bearer. In all of our pictures, he's got his shirt all tucked out and hanging out underneath his vest. So it's really cute because it's like, you could tell, like, oh, yeah, he didn't want to have his shirt tucked in. Didn't Dubby?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When it was time to go down the aisle, when I'm walking out and everybody's walking down the aisle and leaving, when it's time for Dubby, our ring bearer, to walk down the aisle, he's like running around screaming and his mom, my cousin Pamela, is chasing him. And so then Addie and Maddie were just standing there like, what do we do? And I'm like, y'all just walk, just go, just don't worry about Dubby.
I know, you know, when I was like 5 years old, I was the flower girl in one of my mom's cousin's weddings. And I, the only thing I really remember about it is that my mother and my grandmother just kept admonishing me, don't scratch, be really still, don't scratch. Because I'm like, I don't know why, but if you tell me not to scratch, that's when I'm going to be itchy. I'm going to itch. And I remember just standing there just going, don't scratch, don't scratch, don't scratch. I don't know if I did or not. I can't remember. But that was the only thing I could think of. The whole wedding was just like, don't scratch, don't scratch, don't scratch.
That's cute.
It's hard being a kid in a wedding. It's like you don't understand what's going on, and you're just like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. The funniest pictures though, like, were of Raina's face.
Oh gosh, that was so
oh my
cute.
Gosh. So there's a picture of her walking back after the wedding, coming back up the aisle with the
Alex.
Was he like a
my?
He's
nephew.
A junior groomsman.
Junior groomsman. Okay, yeah. So they're both like 13 or whatever. And Raina, when you look at the picture, she looks like she's like snarling, like, ew.
Ew, I'm touching a boy.
But yeah. When you really look at the picture and you really like study her face, she is trying so hard not to smile. She's got her lips pierced together because she's trying not to grin. So she's like,
She's like, ooh, a boy.
She's got like sour pickle face, you know? And yeah, so I love that picture funny. Because at first you're like, oh, I hate this. But it's really like, oh my God, you know? So it's super cute.
Yeah, it was a source of much amusement looking at the faces of her and Alex.
I'm glad it made you laugh and not like go, dang.
No, it was great. it was great. Like, her and Alex were really funny. And Jason's little niece, Maddie, she was adorable. And she was kind of at, you know, that age, like the don't scratch age, you know. And it was just like, we didn't know exactly what she was going to do. We didn't know how it was going to play out, what she was going to do. And she was great that whole time. Like, she danced all night.
Oh my gosh. You want to talk about flower girl problems
and kids things and that kids they do things. That you don't
so,
expect them to do.
When I married Mark, Kristen was 4 years old, and she had the most beautiful honey blonde hair. It was really long and curly and just gorgeous hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, like maybe a week or two before the wedding, she decided to, I don't know what she was thinking. Do you remember what
yes,
you were thinking?
I remember that day very well.
Okay. Well, so why don't you tell
so
us what
So I was taking
you
a bath and my mom was cooking dinner and I was done with my bath and I said, I'm done with my bath.
I remember you being in the bath.
And you were like, okay, I'm coming. And then you were obviously busy cooking dinner. So in like the 30 seconds that I waited, I decided to cut my hair.
Yeah.
All of it.
So she
all
climbs.
You
okay.
cut all of it off?
Well, okay.
All but one hair.
Yeah, pretty much. She climbed on top of the toilet and then on top of the bathroom cabinet and reached in the cabinet up above the sink, up above the toilet. So it's like the highest cabinet in the bathroom is where I kept my hair cutting scissors. And she climbed all the way up there, got the scissors, got back down. I don't think you called me to, I don't think you were taking a bath. I think you were just in the bathroom. But anyway, she climbed all the way up there, climbed all the way back down, and then proceeded to pull all of her hair forward in front of her and cut it. So everything that she could see, she cut off. And the only thing that was left was this one little tail in the back because she couldn't pull it around far enough to make it short. And I mean, we're talking the hair on the front of her head was like an inch long. And lucky for me, I was a hairdresser and was able to fix it and make it look kind of cute. So she had a cute little pixie at the wedding. But yeah, she cut all.
You cried so hard.
I did. It was gorgeous hair, and she cut it off, and it terrified me because she had climbed all the way up on those cabinets. I thought that those scissors were safe up there in that really high cabinet because she couldn't reach it, and she climbed all the way up there, and the only thing I could think of was that if she had fallen while she was climbing down with those scissors, she could have killed herself, you know, and Yeah. You're looking at me like, oh, I never thought of that. But yeah. And it was just horrifying. And I would just boohooed and boohooed. But you were not taking a bath because you had your clothes on. So I don't remember that now.
I just remember being in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Thought I was taking a bath.
No, I wouldn't have got impatient. You were only four. I would not have left you in the bath.
Right.
By yourself.
True.
Yeah. True. I don't know where you got the bath thing. Maybe you did something else naughty while you were taking a bath.
Oh, no.
When you were older. I don't know. You were a very,
I climbed on things.
You were a very precocious child. You did a lot of things that, yeah. You just kind of took off and did what you wanted to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, right before your wedding.
Yeah, right before the wedding.
Didn't Dad's groomsmen get, like, really riled up or rambunctious? Like, after the wedding?
Oh, well, okay, so... he was, when they had the bachelor party, he was a no-show. The best man was a no-show for the bachelor party. And we didn't have a big, wedding party. We had a best man. I had a matron of honor and a maid of honor and the flower girl. That was it. We were very small. We got married at my mother-in-law's home. And so it was really small, but, His best man, Chris, didn't show up. I don't know if we ever knew why he didn't show up for the bachelor party. Mark went looking for him after he and all his buddies had been drinking a little bit and, got a little carried away, and they went looking for him and couldn't find him. And, so we don't know what happened, but so after the wedding, all of the other guys decided they were going to get back at him. So they kind of beat him up. They didn't really beat him up. They like tackled him in the yard as we're going away. Everybody's throwing rice, or actually it was bird seed in our case. They're throwing the bird seed as we go out to the car, and you look over to the side and all of the other male friends that were at the bachelor party had kind of like dog piled on top of the best man and were, like horsing around with him because they wanted to get back at him for not showing up. And there's some really hilarious pictures of my mom standing there crying, because her daughter got married, but you could see over her shoulder, they're roughing up the groomsmen. And it looks like she's laughing but crying, so it looks like she's crying over him getting beat up. But it was pretty funny. So he deserved it.
Well, I would say our best man probably almost got beaten up by Jessica a couple of times.
I know. Yeah, Jessica was like, "They're not here on time. What are they doing? They're not where they're supposed to be." She was really trying to like help control them, because the bigger your wedding party is, the harder it is
to get everybody in the same
place. And everyone starts standing around waiting for that last person to show up, so then they can wander off and go do something else. Mm-hmm. And it's like, regroup,
Yeah.
And Jessica was really trying to get all of the groomsmen to come and help and stuff. And so she was really like cracking the whip on them and stuff. I didn't realize that Chris didn't show up to the bachelor party. I can't imagine if Jessica had been there, what she would have done to Chris. She probably would have beat him up too.
Yeah. I don't know if all of Jason's groomsmen showed up to the bachelor party or not. I'm not sure.
Well, like I said, we only had one groomsman.
I know, man. Yeah. That would make me so nervous that he wasn't going to show up to the wedding.
Mark was concerned about that, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
But he did. He was there.
So, guys, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we are talking about some fun pop culture. The Wizard of Oz versus Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I love that.
So that one will be really interesting, because I think we are all three fans of both.
Yeah.
So, if you enjoyed The Lord of the Rings versus
Harry Potter
Star Wars versus Star Trek, then I think you will enjoy this one as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And, So, I want to hear from our listeners. Do you have any funny wedding stories from weddings that you've been in, or weddings that you had to plan or whatever? Come tell me all of your funny stories and check out our blogs. Check out my blog for wedding pictures. I promise I will write one, Cindy.
Yeah, right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, so yeah, check out my blog for wedding pictures and hit us up on MMC chat. Give us a like and a share and some 5-star comments. We want to hear from you.
Yep, we do.
And on our way out, I want to thank Creative Audio Tech for our music.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.